Thank you for calling title agency.
Ben Stankley, please.
He won't be in the office until about 1:30. Can I have him call you?
Sure, ask him to call Sam Wilson at 445-2560.
I'll tell him.
Okay.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling title agency.
Yes, ma'am. Marcy, please.
May I tell her who's calling?
Tell her it's David returning her call.
One moment. Marcy? David is returning your call on 2.
David?
Thank you for calling title agency.
I need to talk to Kelly.
She's on another line right now. Can you hold or can I ever call you?
I can hold.
May I tell her who's calling?
Cindy McElveen.
One moment, Cindy. Thank you for calling title agency.
God, the pleasure is all mine.
I'm sure.
May I speak with Kelly Smelly Goldrush?
Smelly Goldrush. She's on the phone and has a call holding. Can I ever call you back?
Let me talk to Marcy Peach.
One moment, please. Marcy?
Yeah.
Jack's on too.
Thanks.
Kelly's still on the phone. You want to keep holding?
Tell her to call me back.
Okay. I'm sorry. I forgot your name.
Cindy McElveen.
And what's your number?
It's my home number where I am now is 388-1468. I want to cancel a 2 o'clock closing on Friday.
Cindy, she just hung up.
Okay.
Just a moment. Kelly?
Yeah?
Cindy McElveen is on 2, wants to cancel a Friday closing.
Okay.
Thank you for calling title agency.
Yes, may I speak with Minnie, please?
She's on another line right now. Can you hold or can I ever call you?
Is Kelly there?
I believe so. May I tell her who's calling?
Yeah, this is Gary Avignon.
One moment.
Thanks.
Kelly?
Yeah?
Gary Avignon on 1.
Okay.
Isn't that Miriam's son?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling title agency.
Hey.
Hi. Thank you for calling title agency.
Is Elizabeth Young there, please?
Yes, ma'am. May I tell her who's calling?
This is Dora Strayer at J.B. Goodwin Realtors.
One moment. Elizabeth?
Yes, ma'am?
Dora Strayer, J.B. Goodwin on 2.
I've got someone in here, please.
Doris, I'm sorry. She's with someone right now. Can I recall you?
Maybe you can help me. Who is handling the closing on Grand Oak? 10002 Grand Oak. It's United Savings property. And the buyer is named Randall. We got a commitment.
R-A-N-D-A-L-L?
Uh-huh.
You have a commitment?
Uh-huh.
Do you have the... Who signed it?
Oh, Lordy. Let me see if I've got my Grand Oak file here.
Could you hold it a second?
Sure.
Okay.
Or you can talk to Jill, her secretary.
Okay, why don't I do that?
Okay, just a moment. Jill?
Yeah?
Doris from J.B. Goodwin is on 2.
Okay.
About your Randall closing.
Serious now.
Uh-huh. Thank you for calling title agency.
Kelly, please.
May I tell her who's calling?
This is Carolyn at Fannie Mae.
One moment, Carolyn.
Kelly?
Yeah?
Carolyn at Fannie Mae on 1.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling title agency.
Yes, Karen, please.
May I tell her who's calling?
Marianne Brady.
One moment.
Thank you.
Marianne Brady on DOS.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Yes, this is Sharon at Troy and Nichols.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you leave a message for Kelly, please?
Sure.
Just let her know that her papers on Franklin are ready to be picked up.
I'll tell her.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Is Kelly Cole Rush on?
She's on another line right now. Can you hold her? Can I ever call you?
Tell her Mike Dallas called.
What's your number, Mike?
476-9900.
I'll tell her.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Janice.
Uh-huh.
Balcony's insurance just dropped off a policy here for Candy.
Okay.
Do y'all need it today or do you need it tomorrow?
I think maybe tomorrow, but hang on, let me check. Just don't.
Okay, thanks.
Just have her take, bring it with trap.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Bye. Thank you for calling Title Agency.
John Oz, may I speak to Yvonne, please?
Yeah, just a moment. Yvonne?
Yes.
I believe it's Susie on one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Hi, best friend.
Hi.
How did your teeth ever get?
They'd be gone.
I never asked because it's like we're always so busy. And we're like, let me just talk to you. You're like, okay, hold on.
They're fine.
The concert was great. Your teeth are good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm almost back
what
to normal.
What more could you want for?
Not a thing in the world. More money, maybe?
Hey.
You know, the teeth are down. The concert was wonderful. And that's about it.
I hear you. I need to talk with Rock.
Okay. Let me see if she's here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Catherine Ernestine.
Sherry?
Uh-huh.
She must be at lunch.
I'm returning her call.
I'll tell her.
Is Dan there?
No, he won't be until about 1:30.
Okay, is Kenny?
Kenny is here.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Kenny?
Yes?
Sherry's on two.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Title Agency.
I'm sorry, I have the wrong number.
Okay. Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Yes, Rock Goodrich, please. This is Janie calling from Bank One.
One moment, Janie. I think she's at lunch, but let me check.
Okay.
Catherine Ernestine.
I don't see her.
She's still at lunch, Janie. Can I ever call you?
Yes, please. 346-7977.
I'll tell her.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Yes, is Kelly in?
She's at lunch right now. Can I have her call you?
Can you ask her to call Linda Schooley, please?
Sure will, Linda.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Yes, ma'am. Please speak with Dan Stakely.
He's not in the office right now. Can I have him call you?
Certainly. Can you tell me when you expect him back?
About 1:30.
Okay, this is Jean Grubb. Excuse me, I was returning his call.
Okay.
Tell him he can reach me at 327-3891.
I'll let him know you called, Jean.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Yes, is Marcy Pekin?
Yeah, may I tell her who's calling?
Linda Compton with American Home Funding.
One moment.
Marcy.
Yeah.
Linda Compton, American Home Funding on one.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Yes, is Karen there?
I believe she's at lunch right now. Can Connie help you?
No, can I leave a message, please?
Sure.
This is Bruce Souter, S-O-O-T-E-R.
Uh-huh.
And my work number is 495-6503.
Bruce, I'll let her know you called.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, bye-bye. Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Hi, can I speak to Minnie, please?
She went to the bank, Sergio.
To the bank?
Yeah, she'll be right back.
Oh, she's ripping it off.
See, yeah, she had a mask over her face.
You know when she'll be back?
In just a few minutes. She was going to go to the bank, do her deposit, and go to Tom Thumb, get something to eat, and she'd be back. So maybe 15 minutes?
Okay, tell her to call me at home.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Joe, I see you have a flasher. Okay. Okay, I got her number. Okay, bye.
Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Is Kelly there?
She's at lunch right now. May I have her call you?
Yes, please. This is Polly, P-O-L-L-Y,
mm-hmm.
at Lomas Mortgage in
Kelly.
Dallas.
Uh-huh.
214-879-7124. And I'm returning her call.
Polly, I'll let her know.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Is Minnie there?
Yes, may I tell her who's called?
Polly, I just saw that I had a message from Minnie after Kelly left a message.
I'm sorry, Polly. She's at lunch, too.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay, will you leave a note for her, too?
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Kelly Coleridge, please.
She's at lunch right now. Can I recall you?
No, I'll try back later.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Hello. Is Rock there, please?
She sure is, but she's on another line right now.
Okay, so I'll call back with you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Elizabeth Young, please.
She's on another line right now. Can you hold, or may I have her call you?
Oh, I can hold.
Okay, may I tell her who's calling?
Jeff Goff.
One moment, Jeff. Thank you for calling Title Agency.
Yes, it's Karen.
She's at lunch right now. Can I ever call you?
When do you expect her back?
About an hour.
And can I have your fax number, please?
459-7460.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Jeff, Elizabeth is still on her phone. Do you want to continue to hold?
All right.
Okay, thanks. Kenny Dryden's office.
Is Kenny in, please?
I believe so. May I tell him he's calling?
Morris Olguin.
One moment. Kenny.
Hey, yeah.
Morris Olguin is on your one.
Thank you.
Kenny Dryden's office.
Is Kenny in?
Yes, he is. May I tell him he's calling?
Craig LaFollette.
One moment. Kenny.
Yes?
Craig LaFollette.
Supervisor of barbecuing, just so that quote unquote Bill and Kenny and Dan will get so drunk that they burn the meat. Hey, Sherry.
Sarah.
Oh, yeah, Sarah was
the Sarah went home.
Sarah also is going to bring a pinata.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the one I'm thinking of.
Round Rock is going to set up a scavenger hunt. We're going to have volleyball, ping pong, horseshoes, badminton, kids, a relay for the kids, and bow. Or
Trish.
It's charge of setting that up.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a volleyball tournament at on around 4 o'clock, so we'll get information out on that. I mean, everybody has to get a volleyball tournament. But we're going to get some keg beer, canned beer, soft drinks. Bill is in charge of a big pot of beans. There's something else Bo was in charge of. Bo is a big pot of iced tea.
Terry's donating the beans.
Terry's donating the beans. Bill Gilchrist, please. That's the way it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's bringing potluck.
Okay. And the rest is potluck, but we like everybody to do, yeah, is bring. And remember, there are two refrigerators there, but if you can, you know, whether it be a casserole, what do you think? Veggies, beans?
Well, we'll have maybe green beans or something.
I don't know. Potluck.
Are you going to circulate the list?
No.
Does it?
We're not. We're just going to, everybody bring what you want to bring. Too much of it?
But just know that there's going to be beans there.
Yeah.
Hot dogs and chicken and sausage, whatever.
Did we decide that the company was buying the bread, too, for the barbecue? Mm-hmm. Did you mention that?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I did not mention that.
Oh, okay. Are they providing chips?
We're providing, of course, the meats, the knives, spoons, forks, trash bags, soft drinks. Somewhere else I have it written down, but I wouldn't
We didn't.
Bread for the hot dogs, relish, and, I mean, we'll provide all the things for the hot dogs.
Okay, let me do that.
Chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's hot dogs and condiments and chips for lunch. And the company for and then all the meats and the bread. And all the utensils. And then everything else that you fill in.
Yeah. And if you bring it on your potluck dish, if you bring a potluck dish, bring a utensil. Bring beans and have to charge your own utensil.
Bring out all utensils? No,
just
whatever you're bringing.
Spoon. Just, you know, whatever you serve.
The knife to cut the pie, you know, or something like that.
Would you take note that Jill made it at
Jill.
We're going to get on some other people.
Where's Kenny?
By the way, bring your own, for the, we'll have the,
she's late.
With the Guadalupe River right there, those that want to swim, and I'll bring your own towel. If you want a tube, you can either bring your own tube, or they do have rental tubes there.
Rental tubes.
What about lawn chairs?
Bring your own lawn chair. Okay. They do have chairs, but not enough for 100 people. Okay. So if you have a comfortable little fold lawn chair, bring it. Probably if you're going to swim, bring a change of clothes. And was it Susan that mentioned?
Thank you.
Was it Susan?
He's got children.
Okay. He's got children. This was all discussed. I'm reviewing our committee, okay? Before. And for those that have children, Susan, I think brought this up. Who brought? Bring your own first aid kit. Bring your own first aid kit. There's probably a first aid kit there, but just in case if you really feel nervous about it, bring your own first aid kit. And your fishing supplies, which would like to limit.
I'm so glad you guys have these meetings.
We were limiting our fishing supplies to cane poles.
Cane poles
and crickets. Cane poles or whatever. What we're trying to say is it's going to be dangerous catching with a bunch of swimmers out there. But he said if kids want to fish, they're going to be catching perch all day long with crickets, worms, and cane poles.
There's a worm right out there.
We'll get friends.
We can go pick it up and save it.
What's that?
There's a worm right out there on the steps. We can go get it. Yeah.
Put it in the refrigerator. Chris could use that, but he's not going to be
here.
He's
going to be at a wedding.
Oh, yeah. Keep it in his pocket.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning,
man. Would you make out that Karen on her first staff meeting. All right.
Her and Francis are late.
They probably arrived simultaneously from different doors.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Forgot how early 7:30 really is.
They were changing out the worm.
Oh.
No, it's in the back.
Okay, Yvonne or Sherry, can y'all think of anything else that we covered in the city that I did not cover?
How was it?
Sherry wasn't there. It was Maggie.
Sarah? Sarah, can you think of anything else we did not cover in the picnic committee that I did not cover?
Oh, well, no, we don't want to do that. I'm sorry, it's too early. Marcy's going to be in charge of bringing
condiments.
Yeah.
Let's say Kenny abbreviated it.
You know Kenny.
think next we need to, we only have two of them here, we need to introduce our new employees. We didn't make it, I mean, they're here. We didn't have staff meeting last week, but we have Karen Ortiz, and we have Francis Elliott, and we have Connie Lincoln, and she, where's Connie? Not here.
I'm the fireman, and he's the town
school. Okay. And it's tradition on the first staff meeting to go ahead and tell you something about, Francis, why don't you do it first, if you don't mind, kind of tell something about yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
We left them well stocked.
For coats and refrigerators.
Because you can have a beer for lunch.
No,
Well, I would not have put them all in the refrigerator, but Jay had even the cooler, and we were in. I mean, there's no place else. You couldn't let it get.
No, you couldn't. No.
It hatched.
No
good. It hatched. I wish Bill here would tell him we thank him for the comp day that we had last week. And Jan, by the way, for those that don't know, is in Houston on QC Movement. Did everybody receive all their memos? I'm going to cover some of our memos. The procedure for transactions involving more than one tract of land with more than one site. Anybody have a copy of that? Anything unusual about that? The memo on procedure for transactions involving more than one tract of land with more than one seller. Did you get that?
I sure did.
Anything to discuss about it? Did you disagree or agree? Good.
It's on my agenda.
We had no comment. We got it.
I'll be sure to look it over when I have to.
We didn't have any red alerts. Red alerts for your information. Those new people are the attention grabbers, right? They just come out. Stuart Todd, did everybody get the information that now we can use Stuart as an underwriter in Williamson County? But they're fixing it. So be prepared. You're fixing it. Just a fact we just found out yesterday.
I thought we already could in Williamson.
For those, does anyone here know anybody in particular, have had dealings with anybody? The banking people have changed around so much down the First City. There's an auction coming up in June that we want to get in on.
Oh. I know somebody. Oh, different queen of auctions over there.
Let's fish it out for a minute, see if we can find out who to get leads from. Well, we're going to try to, you know, obviously, there's...
Jeff Gablin, though.
No, he's
Capital National.
Capital National.
Auction in June, is that what you said?
Supposed it was a lot of large guys. I mean, a real large guys. Markley, again, we had the Board of Realtors luncheon last Tuesday, and Francis went, and Yvonne went. Yvonne hasn't said anything, so she can make a report on that.
It was really nice. Francis saw a lot of people that she hadn't seen in a long time, and the program they had, Dr. Cunningham from UT talk about what's going on at UT and some of the problems he's got, and state funding and just running the school. And then the presentation is the Board of Realtors gave out scholarships to high school students throughout the city. And it was really, really nice. We enjoyed it.
Good. Well attended too, wasn't it?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Well attended? Yeah. Well attended. It was at the Fourth Realtors Auditorium.
Good. For those that don't know, I have to sacrifice Monday and go plan another golf tournament. That's the number three. Home building golf tournament. Those that have noticed the hats and shirts, those were ordered out of Houston. They're extremely nice. We have to be careful. The reason not everybody has received one, because this is the only batch that we have. We're investigating, probably we'll get more. The problem we run into that I foresee is as soon as we wear these things out, everybody's going to want one. And so we're kind of figuring out how to get
them. Have you seen them?
We'll them.
What do you mean? Like people on the street are going, oh, where'd you get that tie lady?
No. Cheryl, you know what I mean. Can you read between the lines? Relative. Not that
it tells you. They want anything
to bring. Don't
wear
that
pie. You can wear it later in the pound of pie. Or they'll rip it off your back. It's your fortune enough to get one. No, I'm wearing that.
I'll be stopping mine on the phone. Thank you, guys. You can have this.
I
want
to see City of Austin, we have
keep
our
undercover
interview for Sam Waring and a purchaser Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. So everybody be on their P's and Q's. Now, I understand we've been for years, anybody new to me but aren't familiar, we are a minority owned company and we're trying to get on the.
Woman-owned.
Woman-owned company. And we've spent months getting the information together to them, and it's been about a month since they've had it. And after the interview process, we're sitting around and asked questions about it. Interview on Jane Ann, and I don't know who else.
Brilliant.
I think just Jane Ann, et cetera. Then after that, they were supposedly quickly approved. And once you get on that approval list, well, you know, with the, we've got Georgia Duke saying she's got all the airport and all the 183 and all the Ben White and all this other thing. I think you'll see a lot. It'll really help not only, and then from the city we jump to the county, from the county we jump to the state as a minority owner, and it really will enhance our orders. I'm sorry? Sam Waring. He's the charge of the city, the minority owner.
Waring,
W-A-R-I-N-G.
Got it.
Plus, we got the purchase. Institutional, we have, let's see, Franklin Federal. We have some new people at Franklin Federal. One was out at the Round Rock property tour yesterday morning.
Yes.
And we have lunch set up Tuesday with that. That's Carl Holm. Gene Grubb, our good contact, is no longer at Franklin Federal downtown. So we're trying to set up with David Weir and Claire Branson.
Franklin Federal,
and right now we've only received a few Hays County orders, but we're Carl, didn't he? Well, what's Carl say? He wants to.
He said that he would like to do business.
And
those
orders are in downtown.
I did.
Kelly looked at me sort of funny, so I thought
I'd better. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was just going to say something about Claire, but I thought that was. We're trying to set lunch for Claire.
I've lost.
Go ahead and say something about what Carl mentioned.
He said that he would like to do business with a tile company in the area where the business is, and that if we would help him out introducing him to agents and helping him learn more about the market. Because I had two that came in that got taken away and sent to commercial title. Two weeks ago.
The donuts.
Oh, I can get it. It sure hurts sending a check right in the, right in the back. Okay, get it.
Why?
I don't understand.
They just said they have to close it commercial title.
So
their
we
name got scratched.
Mm-hmm.
Well, commercial time used to be with John Trump. When commercial set up by Franklin Exciting, which was the guy in Korea, Franklin Exciting,
Yeah,
I know they're not anymore, but.
At present, order count, we have 147 orders in. This is as through yesterday, and 71 closings, which is excellent.
Yeah.
Looks like we'll have another good
one. Jane Ann's going to need to get feedback on this.
What is it?
I don't think it's going to be
quite lovely.
With our
logo
on it for the
legal
docs.
We inherited that.
I think it's great.
I think it's good. Anybody have any? You'll take a poll.
It needs another little pocket on the outside for a card.
It's not on.
It needs to be wider.
It needs to be wider.
It does.
Yeah.
They have quite a bit of
no.
there.
You know, like
like legal documents.
Everybody play with that this morning. See if the doc finished.
I agree with you, Minnie.
Then you stop.
I personally like the white envelopes better.
Yeah, I like the white ones.
Those are nice envelopes.
I like the white ones better.
Okay, well, give us feedback.
Terry's
in charge of getting feedback on the typo. Let's see. Oh, we're still back.
I like copying, though. I think we need to come up with
our own ideas. But by the way, Bank One, now I understand, and this is strictly a brief conversation yesterday, is fixing to really kick off.
Yeah.
So be ready. Take care of it. What's next? Let's see. Team Bank, are we through with all those, Kelly? How many do you have left from Team Bank on the auction?
Just a couple.
There's a couple left.
That had extension.
If anyone hears rumors of additional auctions, we have a little first interstate. Has an auction the 28th, but it conflicts with our picnic, so we said, huh? If anybody hears of those things, please get information to us, and we will try to get on that bandwagon. Ian, won't you say, what's the plan? What's happening?
Well, we do have
a
new inspector. Oh, I forgot to mention that before. And we almost caught up last week. Probably got 40 lawyers in the meeting.
That's good.
About a third of those are acreage owners, so we've got our work cut out for a few days.
How much fun those 22 that came in about? Start around the table. Jill, what do you have kind of like? It's feedback time.
They're not talking because they're taping.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we've been talking.
It's
several
on tape.
Conversations over here.
I'm going to have to get the details of why we're recording, Jay.
It's Julie's class project.
Oh.
Stand up, Janet.
Yeah, stand up, Janet. Tell us what's happening.
No
front
way.
Did you notice we have our Dow Jones lights fixed?
Good.
Yes.
And I think, have you had any recent complaints?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to do better. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not being
good. Every day.
About?
Not being right.
Bill,
we're going to visit with Jim about
it. Minnie Miller, what's going to be right is if I change it every 10 minutes.
You have control of it?
Mm-hmm.
No, she doesn't have control.
It's been her job description.
If she did,
well, it's
in
my job description page,
how do you know
too.
What it is?
I have to call Prudential.
Are you kidding?
I wish, Becky.
That's
kind of how I feel about
it. I see all these neat minutes on the down roll there. Well, we heard a complaint the other day, and he went got the phone number and called and came back and told us to change the name.
Yeah, he gave me the phone number.
Some guy came in the other day, and I told him to go up to Marit's office.
That's the thing to do?
We're
exploring the possibility of moving it up to however, if it's not taken care of up there, we're still going to get blamed for it because our sign's here. So we're trying and attempting to just call more often if we can.
We are.
We've explored that. We can get a printout for, you know, $35. Well, that costs $180 for $135 a month and all that. But you're still going to physically walk back and get it. We'll physically walk up there.
Maybe you can
put it down this year instead of
amalgamated. We thought about that, but yeah, we thought about that, but no.
The
owners, et cetera, just keep, and people just keep the Dow Jones up there, just keep it up there. So we may assign everybody a particular time to call in and go change. We spread it around the office. We're working on that. We're
trying to do and send them upstairs.
That's what I do. That's all.
Kelly?
Well?
Stand up.
You need to stand up, Kelly.
I'd like to thank Sarah for all her help the past 2 days.
Yay.
She did policy write-ups for me for 2 days straight and got through them. And Yvonne sent out commitments for me. Soon we'll get me caught up and I'll be a sane person once again. I don't know about that. But.
No. Oh, you know what we have not had is a Vegas report. I'll say that for sure.
You probably got to get her. You give one on Sarah,
Sarah can give one on me.
That's much funner for my part. It was a blast. We had a good time. Lost lots of money. We'll have to continue working.
Not independently about this.
No, I didn't win it big.
Step on a nickel slot. Meeting? Okay, Sarah, you can give your report.
Well, I think you had a great time. I did. I didn't lose that much money, though. I didn't spend my time gambling.
I'm working on reporting to the Unrounder on policies now that I'm back doing policies. And for as soon as we get it reported and stuff, we're still haven't closed out books for February. We're still trying to get things done through February because when the rates change. So I'm working on old files, and that's when I'm coming to people saying, I need this file because I can't figure out the rates before the computer was figuring things. And so I'm having a few problems with those topics. Especially refinances when they got credits and trying to figure how much we really collected and the computer figured it wrong, and you know. But so bear with me if I have to bother you and come get your files or whatever. It's just one of those things.
We've got to
send that writer some money.
Well, thanks.
You know, they're not real happy. So that's what I'm working on, and that's why I'm here.
Well, I guess my main thing is I'm still wrestling with the computer problems, the escrow computers, and especially in Round Rock, we're having printing problems that we talked about in our escrow meeting. Right now we're working on trying to isolate them and determine what's wrong between Tom and Scott at Comlog, so please be patient with me when I come to you and say we have to shut down the computer. We only did it like 5 or 7 minutes. So, just all I can say is,
the computer will. Before it's all over with, I think we'll all be computer geniuses.
Right. Good talk, that girl.
Love with you, Marcy.
Marcy? Terry? Karen.
Right. I did what Yvonne said, is that this is in Georgia back up. This morning, the reason that it took so long is because Tom had failed to give us instructions on 2 steps that were absolutely necessary. And so, until not only I learned what all we have to do now, that we have to bring the system down and bring the spoolers up, and if we have the right instructions, I'm fixing to wait and see if we have the right ones this morning, but then we can kind of see how long it will take. And so, the one thing that will help me, I don't know about the plant in Round Rock, but here there were about 50% that did not turn the terminals off before they left. And I need to, we were going to have to bring system down every morning, apparently, to disengage the spoolers, mm-hmm. so the backup will work. Mm-hmm. And so it would just help if you can remember to turn the terminals off.
Every day?
Yeah. Oh,
I don't think they can turn their phone.
I didn't find this out.
You being over there, it's not as important. It's here in the office.
Didn't Tom say they can't turn yours off?
Yeah, I don't think that you need to be turning off yours.
Just get the main menu.
I haven't been told that.
So they don't turn yours off.
No, uh-huh. And I don't think Round Rock does either.
They have different terminals.
Yeah,
they have
different.
They
totally
can't turn theirs off.
So it's just here in the main office that you're worried about.
Is that what you said, Sherry?
You told me because I didn't know why.
Yeah, it's just here. Ours needs to stay on because when they turn them completely off, they have other problems that happen.
Terry, would you make note of that? Let's get a real clarification.
We don't need
it. And get a memo out.
Yeah.
It's in the notes.
The regularity, Yvonne, is there some ongoing program by Tom to get everything done?
No, that makes
that's
sense.
Part of our problem will be eliminated when they send us a manual, a complete manual that tells us what we need to know. Because, for instance,